Traffic Strategies Revealed. How to create a steady flow of targeted responsive traffic to your site. By Brian Kumar and about-secrets.com. A few thoughts before we get started. I don't particularly enjoy going through hundreds of pages of text just to get one or two useful ideas. I'd rather get the author, get rid of the unnecessary stuff, and just hand me only those strategies which I can apply right away. It saves me a lot of time. I'm assuming you're the same way, therefore I have tried to keep this book as concise and free of fluff as possible so that you can quickly and easily put it to use. There are some areas where explanations and examples were necessary. I went into just enough depth so you could grasp the ideas better, but not so much that it would waste your time. I hope you'll appreciate that. It's also possible that you may have already heard some of the strategies that I will share here. If so, read through them anyway. You'll find that I will reveal some interesting twists and important concepts that will make those strategies very effective. Lastly, I would like to point out that understanding a strategy fully and learning why a strategy is being used will usually multiply the effectiveness of that strategy many times over. There are many people out there who are using a screwdriver to drive in a nail. Obviously, the problem is not the tool. It's with the application. When you understand the proper use of the tool and the mindset behind it, you can do some real damage. With that said, let's go to it. More traffic does not equal more profits. I see it all the time. One marketer will only get a handful of visitors to his site per day, and the other will work really hard to get hundreds of visitors daily. 6 months later, the first marketer will be earning a nice monthly income from his handful of daily visitors, while the other marketer will be struggling to get more unique visitors to his site while making very little money, if any. A great traffic generation model linked to a poor profit generation model leads to failure. If you want to make money from your site, you have to understand this. The site that gets the most traffic does not necessarily make the most money. The site that is able to turn traffic into subscribers and buyers usually does well. And the site that can turn traffic into repeat buyers always comes out a winner. Getting traffic to your site is only the first step. Once it gets there, you need to have a powerful direct response sales message ready to take orders or add subscribers to your list. Otherwise, all your efforts will go to waste. You see, while most marketers are only focused on finding new customers or getting more unique visitors to their site, the smart marketers are also consistently working on getting their existing customers and prospects to buy more often, and maybe even buy much higher ticket items. Getting an existing customer to buy again is much easier to do than get a stranger to buy from you for the very first time. So, all the traffic you get to your site will not make any difference to your bottom line unless you work on turning these strangers into trusting, repeat buyers. An important point about profits. Over the years, I've noticed that the individuals who make the most profits consistently are those who charge a monthly reoccurring fee. This can either be in the form of a monthly access fee to a product-based membership site, or it can be a service that requires a monthly payment. For example, a hosting service, internet access, advertising service, and so on. Anything that creates a residual income source. It also takes much less effort to make a profit using this system because, again, you're selling to an existing customer who already willingly paid for that product or service. Instead of having to sell to the customer every month, all you have to do is keep providing a good product and service. Compare that to always having to find new customers or even selling new products. A predictable monthly fee, even as small as $9 a month, is a lot better than a probable sale of $27 two or three times per year. Start using bigger numbers and you'll really see big differences. Oh, by the way, this monthly access product or service does not necessarily have to be your own. You can also join a dependable affiliate program and just as easily earn a monthly residual income. The one that I seem to promote these days is the Warrior Pro membership and hosting site. You may already be a member. If you are, take advantage of the residual income opportunity it provides. If not, you can check out their program by visiting prodesk.com/warrior. Two types of targeted traffic. You may already know that there are two types of traffic, targeted and non-targeted. Targeted traffic consists of people who are interested in your product or service and would be more likely to spend money to get it from you. Non-targeted traffic consists of the rest of the world. These individuals are not interested in buying what you have and therefore will not part with their cash for it. Obviously, it's the targeted traffic that we're interested in. We don't care about, nor do we want to spend any time trying to convince the non-targeted group into buying from you. You'll be wasting your time and theirs. You should also know that the targeted traffic group can be further divided into two groups: prospects that you go after and prospects that seek you out. Let me illustrate this using an offline example. Imagine that you've been given a list of prospects who have previously shown interest in purchasing the kind of product you were selling. Now, if you decide to sell your product door-to-door by visiting these prospects, you're going to them on your time. The same applies if you use telemarketing strategies to call them. Instead, if you have a store at the mall that prospects come to, they're seeking you out on their time. So while both groups of prospects are targeted, the second group is obviously easier to sell to because they are taking the initiative to look for you, and they're usually ready to buy. In the online world, these prospects are the ones who visit search engines, shopping sites, eBay, etc. They're already out there looking, searching for what they want. They are ready, or at least inclined, to spend their money. The problem is that getting listed high enough in the search engines and staying there is not easy. I'll show you how to find both groups of targeted prospects without spending a dime. Use only the best traffic-generating strategies. When you study successful people in any field, marketing, real estate, finance, investing, or anything else, you will find that the most successful individuals are those who have harnessed the power of leverage. In other words, they have learned how to do very little and produce massive results. In order to become extremely successful, we need to learn to do the same thing. You should only use those strategies that require little work and produce the best results. Sounds pretty simple, right? It's common sense, really. Yet surprisingly, it's not such a common practice at all, especially when it comes to online marketing and traffic generation. There are 1,001 traffic-generating strategies out there, but only a handful of them really produce the kind of results most businesses are after. So I have a question for you. Do you want to use every traffic strategy in existence, including all the new ones that come out tomorrow? Or do you want to use only those strategies that produce massive results with little work? Strategies that have been put to the test and continue to produce results year after year after year? I hope you went with the second choice. Look, my time is very important to me. Therefore, if a traffic-generating strategy doesn't meet certain criterion, there is very little chance that I will use it. And that's why most of the traffic strategies being used out there, they're useless to me. Most of the traffic-generating strategies available to us are like dirt and rocks. I'm not interested in that. I'm looking for the diamonds that are hidden among this debris of strategies. If you want new and sexy ways to generate traffic, I'm sorry, but I don't have any to share with you because I don't use them. Why? Because they just don't produce the kind of results I'm after. I don't have the time to spend on setting up a system that will only work for a short while before getting buried. It's a waste of time and effort. Most of the highly successful marketers don't use hundreds of techniques. Instead, they pick one or two of the best ones, the diamonds among the dirt, and they master those techniques. Sure, they'll try a new technique every now and then for testing purposes, but the core of their strategy usually remains the same. This is a very important lesson we need to grasp. The newbie jumps in from one technique to another, or worse, uses 100 of them at once. As a result, he or she remains a newbie even years later, or just gets burned out. The seasoned marketer works on mastering the strategies that produce the most leverage. Here, then, is my criterion for picking the diamonds among traffic generators. For a strategy to make the cut, it has to be simple, quick and easy to understand and implement. High leverage. In other words, it can produce massive results with little work. and viral in nature. In other words, it continues to produce results indefinitely. If you're not familiar with the term viral, it basically means that your traffic-generating vehicle can spread throughout the Internet like a virus, similar to the snowball effect, in that it continues to gain size, grows bigger, and momentum moves faster as it tumbles down the hill without any additional effort on your part. You should implement the viral strategy whenever possible. Sometimes I will come across a strategy that only meets two of these above three criteria. However, if the result produced is substantial enough, I'll still use that strategy. There are also times where a strategy will require more work in the beginning stages, but will continue to work indefinitely once it's launched. If this is the case, I will definitely do the extra initial work to put it in place. And if a strategy can produce massive results with little work, but does not guarantee a viral effect, I'll still use it. I can always modify it a little to produce the viral effect I'm after. I'll explain how to do this in the next few sections. The only traffic-generating strategies I use. If you've skipped the previous sections of the book just to see which strategies I recommend, you have missed out on an avalanche of profit opportunities. I'm not kidding. This book will be of little use to you unless you read and understand the previous sections. If you haven't done so yet, please do it now before you read any further. Your profit potential depends on it. Overall, this book is pretty short, so you really can't afford to skip anything I've written here. Also, as I mentioned earlier, you may have read of or heard about some of these strategies I discuss elsewhere. You may even be using some of them right now to some extent. But if you dismiss what I'm sharing with you just because you've heard some of them before, it will definitely cost you massive profits down the road. You'll also miss out on the little twists I've added to them to make them really powerfully effective. It's not the sword that wins the battle. It's the warrior who's wielding it. Remember, it's not the tool or technique that produces the results. It's how you implement it. Yes, we only want to use the diamonds, but we also want to get the most out of them by using them the best way possible. If you have read all the previous sections, I commend you. You understand the mindset behind the strategies. You're one of the few people who will really get what I'm trying to share here, and unfortunately for you, you will also be one of the few who profit generously from this knowledge. The rest of the crowd will continue to struggle and wonder why their strategy is not working. Onwards. I've already shared with you my criterion for picking traffic generators. I'm looking for little work, massive results, and a viral or snowball effect. Here are the handful of strategies that make the cut. Keep in mind, these are the only ones I use, nothing else, and they work surprisingly well. Forming powerful alliances. Are you still catching fish one at a time? I hope not. Gone are the days when you sit by the edge of the lake with a fishing pole hoping something will bite. Don't do that. There are better, more powerful ways of doing things today. Use a net instead. Then go to the spot where the fish are plenty and they're jumping at you. One of the fastest ways of building your customer base is to seek out mutually beneficial joint ventures. The key words here are mutually beneficial. Find marketers and business owners who already have large, responsive mailing lists. Make them an offer they can't refuse. Your offer has to benefit them as well in a big way. Many people have tried using this strategy. Most have failed miserably, and I'll tell you why. The problem with most people is that they're only focused on what they can get out of the deal. You'll never get it if that's what your focus is on. When you're working on forming joint ventures, focus on the other party and ask yourself, what do they need? Can I offer them something that would be of value to them? Sure, you can just offer the other person a cut of the profits they agree to endorse your product on their list, but that's what everybody does. And these days, that's not enticing enough. How is your offer unique? Here's a better way of doing it. What if you were to create a product specifically for one marketer? Offer him or her exclusive rights to distribute the product as he or she sees fit. You don't have to create a 100-page masterpiece. Remember what I told you earlier. It's not the number of pages. It's the content. You can have a 5-page report that contains solid gold. and you can have a 100-page mammoth filled with garbage. Want to do one better? Offer to help the other party with something first, anything, without bringing up your joint venture offer. Then when you've created some value for them, you can ask them to help you out with something. Say, a joint venture, perhaps? Do you see how this strategy differs from what most people try to do out there? Heck, I've even seen people requesting joint ventures just by sending a one-line email note to the other person which reads, "Want to promote my product? Here's my link." Do they really expect the other person to even respond to that note? It just doesn't work. Be unique. Create value for them. And make it worth their while. Make them an offer they can't refuse. Keep in mind that although the above strategy increases your chances of striking a deal astronomically, not everyone will say yes to your offer. I've approached some people who just had too much on their plate to begin with and just weren't able to work with me. It happens. Don't take it personally. The trick is not to quit after the first no. Forming powerful, mutually beneficial alliances with successful marketers is the best strategy available to us. And it is well worth your time to continue pursuing joint ventures until you strike a deal or two. But you don't have to stop there either. Get as many as you can. Remember, you're not just seeking a one-time deal here either. You're seeking an alliance. Great ongoing business deals and friendships can be formed this way. Note, joint ventures and other alliances have an added bonus that in you get instant credibility in the eyes of the other person's customers. If these customers trust the list owner, you'll usually get favorable results. On the flip side, if the list owner does not have a very good relationship with the customers, it can actually hurt your image as well. For this reason, be careful whom you decide to pick as your joint venture partners. Distributing viral ebooks. This is another technique that is being used incorrectly by many people. Most of them are not producing substantial results. Again, the problem is not the strategy itself. Let me explain with an example. Allen says, the genius behind the Internet Marketing Warriors is a master at this. Here's what he did. First, he created some ebooks packed with powerful, valuable information that others could use. They weren't large ebooks, by the way, but the content was definitely gold. And that's what makes it work. Next, he put links on them that would lead the readers to his site. Of course, he had a killer sales letter ready to take their orders at the site. Then he offered these ebooks out to anyone and everyone absolutely free. But he went one step further. He also gave everyone free distribution rights so they could give the ebook away to others. That's not all he did. He also made the ebooks brandable so that his distributors could customize the links in the book and earn a commission every time someone ordered something through these customized links. Do you see how much more value he created for his distributors? How much more motivated do you think his distributors were to pass out the ebook knowing that they could make money each time someone ordered through their customer's link within the book? See, I believe Allen was smart enough to stop and ask himself, how can I offer them what they want? How can I create so much value for them that they can't help but pass the ebook out to others? Most people would have just created an ebook, inserted their own links, and stopped there. Why? Because most people are selfishly focused only on what they can get out of the deal. Instead, they should be focused on creating value for the other person first. Offer them a free, quality product that they can give away or sell. Allow them to customize the product with their personal information. You've just given them a whole lot more reason to do what you want them to do. Now for little power twists. So how can you get maximum leverage out of this technique? Easy. Set up a two-tier commission payout plan in place so that the original distributors of your reports can even allow their clients to rebrand the ebooks. Everybody earns a commission, and now you make a few bucks off every single order, which gets into the thousands very quickly if done right. Here's another twist. Instead of passing out your ebook to individuals at random, why not create a viral ebook specifically for one marketer who has a large customer base and allow him to customize the ebook with his own links or ID. Make it very clear to the person that he or she is the only one to whom you're offering this ebook and distribution rights. Make them feel special and keep your promise. If he or she doesn't accept, you can offer it to someone else with a large list. Can you see how that differs from what other people would offer this person? Can you imagine how your offer will stand out among all other offers laying on the table? Want to take it even further? Let the person know that everyone he distributes the ebook to can also sell it to others. In other words, he gets to offer resell rights to others, but allow him to keep his customized links in the ebooks that others sell. Suddenly, you've just motivated him a lot more on distributing your ebook, and you've also given all the readers an extra product they can sell. Or you can offer a two-tier payment plan, as mentioned earlier. Simple little twists like these are helping to make new millionaires out there every day. Oh, by the way, the joint venture technique that I mentioned above can also be improved on by offering the other person a viral ebook, maybe even a viral ebook that the individual can customize. Heck, why not set it up so that everyone who gets a copy can distribute it to others? There's no law stopping you from combining two or more techniques into one if it helps make the end result more effective. By all means, do it. Do you see the power that's hidden behind these simple strategies when executed correctly? You know, almost everyone's heard of the basic techniques. Some have even heard of the additional twists on the core techniques. Yet, most people are just not using them to their full potential. We have millions of people out there trying to hammer a nail with a screwdriver. The tool is not to blame, it's the application. Oh, if you haven't yet created your own product and are thinking to yourself that you're not very good at writing, let me ask you this. Is building your customer base by the thousands worth spending some time on improving your writing? You know it is. Look, writing is not hard. The sooner you start writing, the sooner you'll get the hang of it. The more you write, the better you'll become. And if you think you can't write an entire ebook, then create the ebook one article at a time. Break your subject matter up into sections and write about each section as a separate article. Then arrange the articles in a logical order and voila, you've got your own ebook. It's a skill worth learning. Where else can you get paid for putting words onto paper? This is an amazing business to be in. Listen, my writing skill makes me a lot of money. But do you think I was born with this skill? Heck no. I had a natural knack for it, but still had to learn the basics and refine my skills. And it has paid off handsomely. It's one of the best investments of my time that I have made. But if you don't want to write yourself, no problem. Worst case scenario, get someone else to do the book for you and get their permission to put your name on it as the author. Some of the top marketers are using this strategy right now to easily create a line of products without doing any of the work. You can too. The keys to having success with viral marketing. Viral marketing is useless if your viral ebooks and reports don't get passed around. That's the entire premise behind viral marketing. It has to be spread around to others. Here are the keys to getting that done. 1. You must give other people a strong incentive to pass your viral tool, ebook, report, article, etc., on to others. If you don't do this, your viral tools will never spread. Exposure, traffic, commissions, residual income, customization, etc., are all great incentives to get others to pass your viral tools around. 2. You must make it easy for them to set up and pass around your viral tools around. Otherwise, they will never be able to spread it to others. Provide them with easy-to-follow instructions on branding, uploading, and distributing your viral tools. 3. Your viral tools, reports, ebooks, etc., must get consumed. In other words, your reports and ebooks need to be read and used. If I just download your viral ebook but never read it, I will never click on your offers or go to your site or continue to pass on the viral tool to others. No movement equals no traffic equals no profit. Give them compelling reasons to actually read your viral tools. This is where direct response skills come in handy. Your own private power sales team. Allowing others to sell your product or service is a very powerful strategy for building your business. And who better to promote a product than an existing happy customer who has already had the chance to inspect the product firsthand? Your first goal is to provide the best product or service that you possibly can so your customers are truly happy and satisfied with the product and the experience. When you do that, some of your customers will naturally tell others about your product or service and their positive experiences. This will get you a few more new customers. But you can speed up the process dramatically and create an avalanche of traffic to your site by asking that same question: how can I create more value for them so they can't help but spread the word? The answer is simple. Offer them a cut of the profits. And if you have a product or service that requires a monthly fee, offer them a cut of the monthly fees. A great product combined with a cash incentive is near impossible to resist. Tell your customers about your affiliate program. Tell them how easy it is to set up and how easy they can start earning a commission. And where applicable, explain to them the power of generating a monthly income. Remind them to take advantage of it every time you email them. A well-executed affiliate program can make your business grow like wildfire. Use it. It will cost you a little off the front-end profits, but it'll be well worth additional traffic and customers that you continue to generate. And of course, there's a mega payoff when you start plugging in a line of back-end products. The easiest way to set up an affiliate program is to use ClickBank.com. You'll find the details at their site. To be totally honest with you, if you only use the first two techniques periodically and really push your affiliate program through your existing customers, you won't have to use any other techniques to get traffic. I'll still go ahead and discuss other techniques that I feel are worthy of mention. Distribute unique articles and special reports. Okay, so let's say you haven't quite gotten the hang of creating your own little ebooks yet. No problem. Just write a one-page article or mini report related to the product you are selling or thinking of selling in the future. How hard is it to do this? Not hard at all. Pick a subject that you're really interested in and know a lot about, something that others would also find interesting, and start writing about it. You can also pick something you don't know much about but have always been really interested in learning more about. You can also pick one of the topics I list in my special interest products article. Next, go to any popular search engine or directory, yahoo.com, google.com, etc., and dig up information on that subject. Start reading some articles on it and increase your knowledge base. Become your own expert. Once you know enough about it, write your own darned article. It's really that easy. Don't let anyone tell you it's difficult. Heck, most everything's difficult the first time you try it. The trick is to try it a second time and a third, and pretty soon you'll be a pro. At the end of each article, insert your resource box, the paragraph containing your name, copyright information, website, address, email, etc. One extra tip I'll give you here is include information in your article that was a little harder for you to dig up, stuff that most other writers are not offering. That way, you'll differentiate yourself from anyone else who may have decided to write about the same subject. You know how it is. Most people will grab the low-hanging fruit and run with it, wondering why no one wants to accept their article. You know why. It's because their article is exactly the same as 67 other articles on the subject. The better and more unique your report is, the more people will want it. Try to present it from a different angle or perspective. Give people something to think about. Shake them up a little. Offer great value that proves you're an expert in this area. That's been one of my biggest secrets to success in this business. I try to offer my readers a unique perspective, a unique twist, a unique idea. That's what gets them excited and keeps them wanting more of my stuff. You can do the same with your products and reports. When people read such reports that offer great value and reveals to them things they really wanted to know about that other people aren't revealing, they will want more from you. It's like offering a spoonful of your best dessert to them, but just a spoonful. You don't want to give the whole story away. As soon as they get a taste of this and enjoy it, guess what? They'll want more. What you are giving them should hold value on its own, but it shouldn't be a sales letter disguised as a report. It has to contain real value, but give them a taste, not your entire store. Now, once you've finished your article, don't go passing it out to people one at a time. No fishing poles, remember, use a net. You need to approach e-zine publishers and website owners that already have a large audience, provided their publications are related to your product, of course. Offer them a good article with solid, unique content. If needed, offer to let them customize the links so they can get commission off any sales the article generates. And whenever possible, request that they send your article out as a solo mailing in the form of a special report, instead of mailing it with one of their regular eZine issues. A solo mailing usually has a better response rate since your article will be the only thing getting all the attention from the readers. Some publishers will agree to do this for you, and some won't. If they don't, have them send it with their regular eZine issue. Want to make it a little easier? Approach only marketers who are looking for fresh, new articles. The second targeted group, remember? Don't just go out where there's a lot of fish. Go where the fish are hungry. You can find many directories and sources online that list publishers who are seeking articles. Just do a search on any popular search engine. Here are some sources where you can search for eZines on a specific topic. www.ezinesearch.com, www.ezineseek.com, www.e-zinez.com, www.bestezines.com. Be sure to find out whether a particular eZine is accepting articles or not before you submit to it. Most eZine listings will provide you with this information. This is really a fairly easy and extremely powerful technique that very few people understand and even fewer use. Most others are still blind to it or have just assumed that it's not effective. Just a handful of strategically placed articles can create a steady, continuous stream of visitors to your site. The more articles you can get out there, the better. Work on getting at least one article out every month. If you can do more, do it. Want to make it viral? Offer anyone who reads the article the option to distribute it to others, provided they publish it with your resource box, your copyright information, website, email, etc., at the end of it. How about offering everyone an opportunity to customize the links in the report or resource box so they can earn a commission every time someone visits your site through their links? How much more excited will they be to distribute your customizable report versus other people's reports that don't offer customization? That's the added twist that will vault you to the top of the heap. The very first time I correctly used this strategy on one of my reports, I had hundreds of links all over the internet leading back to my site within a few weeks. You can also allow your affiliates to publish your articles to their lists or websites. Offer them the option to customize the links in your article or resource box so they can earn a commission. Traffic from search engines without ever getting listed. When I was starting out, I decided to learn everything there was to know about getting listed high on search engines. After all, this is where the second group of targeted visitors reside, right? Those people who are looking for you and ready to buy now. After months of hard work and studying, I managed to get number one positioning on InfoSeek, the hottest search engine at the time, under the keyword money. You can imagine how excited I was. The listing lasted all of 7 seconds before I got pushed to number 3, then to number 7, and minutes later, past the number 20 position. These days, I don't even bother submitting to search engines. It's a waste of my time. I don't even bother with meta tags or any of that nonsense, and I really have no interest in trying to figure out all the new algorithms that these search engines are using. They'll just end up changing it all completely tomorrow. But traffic from search engines is one of the most targeted and responsive pools of traffic you'll find anywhere. As we discussed earlier, the individuals that make up this traffic pool are usually ready to buy now. They are going to the search engines looking for the product or service. They are seeking you out. Therefore, ignoring such a traffic pool wouldn't be wise. Here's what you do. Pick the keywords that your target market would search for and run a search for it using the search engine or directory you're interested in. Go through each of the top 10 or 20 listings and write down the name and email address of the contact person for each site. Note down any other unique information you find about them. Send each person a personalized email offering either a joint venture, a free ebook, or free report they can distribute. Use one of the strategies I've discussed earlier. I prefer the free viral ebook strategy because it gives the receiver more incentive to accept the offer. Warning, do not create a form letter and spam everyone with it. find out who the person behind the website is, and personalize the email using his or her name, the website address, what the website is about, and whatever else you can gather to make the email personal. Yes, this will take some time, but you can imagine how much exposure just one of these top-ranked sites will bring you if you strike a deal with them. It's worth the initial setup time. In fact, a better way to do it is to, again, offer to help them first with whatever you can. If you're a graphic designer and you feel that you could create a better logo for the website owner, do that. Remember, the key here is to give first. It will separate you from everyone else and make you stand out. Even the people who think they are giving first usually are not. The only other strategy that I see working with the search engines is to submit valuable keyword-rich content in the form of reports or entire websites. Keep in mind that each search engine and directory has its own understanding of what makes valuable content. So change your articles up a bit. Move things around, play with all the keywords. One of those articles will grab on. And be sure to read through all the search engine submission guidelines to get some ideas. Of course, you can hire a search engine submission professional to try and get your site listed in place well. Personally, I don't know of anyone who can guarantee such a listing. And if you can find one and afford their prices, you may want to try. Your other option is to use pay-per-click search engines. These search engines allow you to bid for the right to be placed in the top keyword position. I've been playing around with some of the pay-per-click search engines, and I like the results I'm getting. But if you're brand new to PPCs, there's a stiff learning curve to overcome. Unfortunately, this learning curve can cost you a lot of money while you do your trial and error. So I'm going to save you some money and share with you some of the tips I found useful when working with PPCs. Pay-per-click power tips. There are hundreds of pay-per-click search engines out there. The most popular ones at the time of writing this section are 1. Google AdWords. https://adwords.google.com. Number 2, overture.com. And number 3, findwhat.com. All three of them have their pluses and minuses. The major plus for all three is that they are the most popular. In other words, majority of the people go to these three sites. The negative is that they're also some of the most expensive because they're the most popular. So it would be a good idea for you to play with some of the less popular ones as well and mix them up a bit. You will find that depending on your choice of keywords and niche, one PPC site may get you more traffic than the other two for the same keywords. So it would be in your best interest to take advantage of all of them and leverage their strength. Here are a few specific tips to help you increase your profit. 1. Keyword selection is the key. Keyword research is the single most critical element of marketing plan when dealing with PPCs. It's the foundation of your business. Everything else builds on it. Don't skip this step. Getting the right prospect to your site is what you want, not just random traffic. When selecting keywords, pick the ones that are most relevant to your product. Work on finding keywords that are the least expensive, produce the most qualified clicks, and then generate the best conversions or sales. Most marketers pick 10 or 20 of the most popular keywords and then clump them together in one campaign. Then they wait for the magic to happen. Nothing happens except for money being wasted. These 10 to 20 keywords are usually the same keywords that their competitors are using. And since these are the most popular keywords, they're also usually the most expensive. Bad idea. The smart marketer works with 100, 200, or more keywords that are very tightly related to each other. And many of the keywords he's found are not being used by other marketers in his niche, so they cost as little as a nickel each. 200 keywords may seem like a lot to you, but it's not that difficult once you seriously start looking for them. Again, a little extra effort and the initial step can produce big residual gains for you. And that's the kind of traffic strategies we're interested in. Number 2, create direct response ads. Getting showcased in relevant searches is only half the battle. You still want to get clicked on by targeted prospects. Here are a few tips that will help you do that. Use time-tested ad formulas like How To or Discover that demand the reader's attention. just think of it as creating a powerful classified ad. Study your competitors' winning ads. Find out what makes their ads pull better than the other ads. Then use those components to model your ads after. Putting the keywords in the headline seems to work very well most of the time. Test it out for your niche keyword and see how well it works. Ask a question or promise a powerful benefit in your title. Create two different ads for the same keyword group and then run them both together. Then track the results to find out which one performs better. Keep doing this and continue to improve your results. Keep tweaking and testing each variable to try and beat the current winning ad. Number 3, develop separate landing pages. If your visitor found your ad by searching for a specific item that you're selling, don't direct him to your main web page or your general catalog. Instead, lead him to a page specifically designed for that particular item. Example, if he's looking for online traffic strategies, don't take him to your page that lists all online marketing products. Instead, take him to a page that only sells your traffic product. Don't get him to take extra steps to get to the traffic book when he's already specified he's looking for that book. So instead of leading this visitor to allmymarketingproducts.com, direct him to allmymarketingproducts.com/traffic.htm. You can use separate landing pages for tracking purposes as well, and track keywords and campaigns from several PPC sites all in one place instead of tracking them separately through the PPC's internal tracking system. This also makes data analysis a lot easier. Number 4, get their email addresses. This is a must for every strategy that you use. Always add a step into your overall strategy that will offer them an opt-in form, collect their information, and then redirect them to the appropriate page. This allows you to follow up with them in the future and continue to promote your products. Otherwise, most of your paid visitors will visit your site once and then never return. That's a waste of money. So first of all, start by getting relevant click-throughs. Your ad needs to get clicked on by targeted individuals. Next, ask them for their email addresses, and then take them to your sales page. Be sure to also design your landing page using powerful, tried-and-true direct response strategies. If your PPC campaigns are working well, but your website is not converting those highly targeted visitors into sales or even subscribers, then it's all a waste. Your final goal is not more click-throughs, but instead click-throughs that convert to sales. Placing highly targeted classified ads. Here's another classic example of the screwdriver and nail situation. Some marketer created a poorly designed ad, submitted it to a high circulation but non-targeted publication, and then suddenly became an expert on why classified ads don't work. Classified ads work if you use them correctly. Place classified ads in highly targeted e-zines and newsletters. It's a quick way to get exposure for your product or service. You can either barter, exchange products or services as payment for your ad placement with the publisher, or you can pay cash if you choose to. Low-cost classified ads can also be placed in offline publications where you can usually demand much higher prices for your products. The craziness of selling 1 million ebooks for a penny does not exist in the offline world. Pick a publication that would cater to readers who are interested in your product. Targeting is very important here as well. Too many people go for larger circulation numbers and completely ignore who readers are. If the readers of that publication are not interested in what you have to sell, you won't be able to sell anything no matter how large the circulation size of that publication is. Remember to test your ads cheaply first. When you find a winner that is getting great responses, that's when you can roll it out with full force in multiple publications. You'll need to track the responses of your ads from each e-zine publication that you advertise in to figure out how responsive they are. To do this, simply use a unique web address or unique email address for each ad in each publication. If the ad does not seem to work well in a particular e-zine, don't advertise in that one anymore, at least not with the current ad. In short, test an ad first before you pay to have it published in multiple e-zines. Then test each e-zine to see what kind of results they produce. If it makes you a profit, continue running it. And if it doesn't, pull the ad from that e-zine. Keep in mind that you're not going to sell directly from the ad. You're only generating leads or driving traffic to a particular site. and remember to add the viral effect. How do you make your ads viral? Simple. Instead of offering a free report or free information, offer a great little ebook for free. Make it viral, offer the receiver and future readers distribution rights with the option to customize the ebook, and you're off to the movies. You may or may not make much profit up front. That's fine. Don't worry about it. Your main goal here is to spread your ebooks and reports out to as many people as possible, as quickly as possible. Remember that all those ebooks have your links within them. That will create the stampede of traffic that you're looking for. And when that happens, be ready with a system that will turn your visitors into subscribers and or into buyers, later into repeat buyers. Of course, you have to know how to create powerful ads to get responses. A good way to do this is to create a powerful headline that promises an important benefit or solution. If you're offering a free ebook or report, list the biggest benefit your book offers. Always sell the benefit. Your headline has to grab the reader's attention. Next, make them an offer they can't refuse. In this case, offer them your free ebook. Finally, tell them how they can get it. If you're using a website, URL, tell them to click here or go to this site to get it now, or something along those lines. If you're using an autoresponder address, say something like, send any mail to, keep it short, clear, and to the point. You don't have much space to work with in classified ads, so you can't afford to be too wordy. Free publicity and press releases. There's a lot being said about this subject, some good, some bad. Some say it's easy to use, some say it's impossible. Here's the plain truth. Publications, newsletters, magazines, etc., they all need content. Some of them create their own content, but many of them don't. Radio stations and TV talk shows need guests. You can provide them with the content and or guest appearance they need. Again, ask yourself, what do they need? Instead of what most people do, which is, how can I get on that show? Or how can I get my article published? This minor shift of your focus will do wonders for your business. Give them an article or news worthy of their interest, and they'll beg you to come on. If you can somehow tie your article or story to the current news or events, so much the better. The great thing about publicity is that once your article gets published by someone, there's a good chance that others will want to publish it in their publications. That's aside from the publicity you'll get from the first publisher. There's the snowball effect. Getting free publicity may sometimes take a few tries, but don't quit. It is well worth your effort because just one of your published articles or guest appearances in the right place can be all you need to create an endless traffic stream to your site. The exposure you get will be well worth the effort. The key here, again, is to have unique content. Don't try to sell anything through the article or report. Instead, inform the readers, educate them, and have your resource box at the end of the article that gives them your website information. Here's a way you can make online publishers feel special. Tell them that you're only submitting the article to them. Also tell them that you will approach other publishers only if they, the first publisher, decide not to publish your article. And then keep your word. Again, this will make you stand out and may even score you some additional points. If you'd like to find out how to create your own press releases, here's an article that I wrote a while back, still timely, which you can use. about-secrets.com/freereports/press-release.htm. Here are a few publicity services you could check out. www.imediafax.com. They fax your press release to editors and the news people. www.xpresspress.com for online publicity. www.internetwire.com, also for online publicity. The importance of tracking your traffic. Would you like to know how I continue to give myself a pay raise without really doing much work? I simply set up tracking mechanisms for all my traffic sources. This lets me see which reports, ebooks, articles, and joint ventures, etc. are working well and which aren't. Then I simply drop the ones that don't work and focus more of my time on those that do work. And it takes less time than you would think. Imagine being able to double, even triple your profits within a matter of hours. Wouldn't you become addicted to such a strategy? I sure hope so. See, the gurus and top experts know this secret, and they're reaping the reward. It's time we all started getting the kind of results they're getting every day. It's all about maximizing your time, effort, and resources, and most importantly, your results. You can either guess at what's working, just like most people do, or you can test things out, like the experts do, and get maximum results out of everything you do for your business. No guru or expert can tell you what the best strategy for your business is. No copywriting expert can create a sales letter for you that will guarantee maximum results and profits. Only you can, by testing. You can beat the results of any advice, tip, or strategy you get from the experts, no matter how good they are, simply by testing it out and making it better. Here's an example of a headline test I did for one of my reports. I wrote a report and called it, How I Got 1,000 Subscribers in 1 Week. The title worked, and I got quite a few downloads and requests for it. But I decided to test another headline just to see if I could get better results. And you can always get better results. You just have to test it out and see. So I rewrote the headline to read, How I Got 1,124 Subscribers in 1 Week. I used a more specific number instead of the round number of 1,000. Results improved. So I changed something else and ended up with, How I Got 1,124 Subscribers in 6 Days. Again, I used a more specific number, 6, instead of 1 week. And again, results improved. How long do you think it took me to change the headline? Just a few minutes. And my results jumped by over 30%. Was it worth it? You bet. Even if the change improves your results by just 1%, it still means more profits for you. And don't be surprised if you're able to improve results by 5, 10, 20, or even 50% by continuing to test. The best marketers are not necessarily the smartest or most popular or the richest. They are the best because they don't assume anything. They are the best because they test and retest every single piece of their marketing system. They make sure they're getting the maximum results for their time, energy, and dollar. Don't you deserve to maximize your results and profits in the same way? Imagine changing a single word in your headline that instantly doubles your profits. It's definitely worth the time and effort, believe me. In fact, it doesn't take that much time and energy to do these tests at all. It's easy money. You can test just about every component of your marketing system and business, and each time you do, it's like giving another adrenaline shot to your profits. The best place to start is, of course, with your ads and sales letters. Now you know the secret. Don't let it go to waste like most people will do. Be different, and you can break the bank. Test, 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 and test. Then just sit back and watch your profits soar. Test everything and test every traffic stream that's coming in. That's the best and fastest way to continue giving yourself a pay raise without doing much work at all. Final thoughts. Some of the strategies I've discussed may take a little more effort up front and a little longer to snowball. But when they do, it'll all be worth it. Like I said before, pick only a handful of the best strategies and invest all your time into them. Forget the rest, at least for now. They'll only waste your time. Every strategy you use should offer high leverage so you can get massive results with little work up front and or have the capability to create viral snowball effect so that it can continue to work for you indefinitely. The great thing about using the viral marketing strategy is that you can just about make a profit from any ad, article, or ebook that you publish. It reduces your advertising risk. So if you don't make money immediately, it's okay. As your virus continues to spread, it will continue to generate traffic and profits for you. Therefore, whenever possible, try to add the viral twist to all of your marketing strategies. Always remember that the best strategies are not necessarily the sexiest or the newest or the most complex. They're usually simple and straightforward. You may be wondering what I think about using other commonly mentioned techniques, like posting on forums, using signature lines, business cards, custom printed pens, etc. I really don't have anything against them. You can use them all. Just don't depend on them entirely. Most of them are fairly slow, expensive, or just inconsistent traffic generators. If any of them are working for you, well, obviously keep using them. If not, don't continue to throw money at a dead strategy. I see most businesses doing this with Yellow Pages advertising. They continue to renew their ads without ever tracking the results of their ads. As a result, they continue to flush money down the drain. The best advice I can give you on generating traffic or any other marketing-related subject is this. Don't try to go at it alone. Most of us don't have the time or energy to build a business all by ourselves. You don't want to spend every waking hour on your business. You also need to give adequate energy to your non-business relationships and your physical and mental health. So if you have the cash to spend on high-priced ads, that's great. If you don't, go to the people who are already successful, who are already at the top of the search engines, who already have large customer bases. Ask for joint ventures. Ask for endorsements. Ask them to become your affiliates. Ask for help and help them back. In fact, help them first. Make it worth their while and the chances of them helping you grow dramatically. Most successful people are very generous. They'll be happy to help you if they're able to and have the time. Approach every strategy by first asking these questions. What can I do for them? What do they need that I can provide? How can I make it worth their while? Do that, and you'll get the joint ventures, you'll get the ebooks circulated, and the reports published. You'll probably even get invited to the radio or talk shows that you're interested in. Always start by finding out what it is they want. And by the way, it's not about tricking others into doing something for you. Not at all. It's about honestly stepping into their shoes for a moment and finding out how you could help them get what they want. That's the best way to create any worthwhile relationship. If what you're doing right now is producing the kind of results you're after, good for you. If you're not getting the kind of results you'd like and you'd seriously want to get more, put these handful of strategies to use. Don't let the simplicity fool you. These techniques are very powerful if you apply them correctly and with a little creativity. Understand the mindset behind them and you'll understand why they work so well. Give them the added twist that I describe, then unleash them and watch the magic. Traffic generation, and in fact marketing in general, is a numbers game. The more traffic you can get to your site in the shortest amount of time possible, the better your chances are for succeeding. And always remember that at the end of the day, your goal is not to get more traffic, but to create more customers. Happy, satisfied, repeat customers. So while you're working towards getting more traffic to your site, always keep in mind that converting that traffic to subscribers and customers is really what it's all about. May your website get hit by a never-ending traffic jam and an avalanche of profits. Best regards, Brian Kumar. For more information about Brian Kumar and his products, visit him on the web at briankumar.com or about-secrets.com.